So that's gone up in Daniel's View Gallery, and it is a huge timeline of the legalities and social impact moment, showcasing how there's always been an LGBT community in our society, and brings to light on the repression and how LGBT communities have thrived in adversity. So that's free to go and see. It is just really, really interesting as an exhibition. Loads of information from, I think it's Hadrian's Wall time. I don't know when that is. Very, very Romans. Long ago. Roman time.
Yeah.
Roman times to now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And there's some facts in there where you read them and think, really? Really? It took that long?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just wanted to mention those. And also, again, Kaleidoscope, they've got their escape room on at the moment, and that closes next weekend. So if you want to book that, go over to Eventbrite. It's £10 to play. It's called Treasure or Treason. It is pirate-themed, and again, that you learn more about LGBTQ plus history. And it's just £10.
Nice.
And four people can be there at once.
Let's just give a plug, because we've got Queen's Theatre in the room.
Yes.
Let's just give a plug to Wilco, which is the new world premiere of this new play, which is all about Wilco Johnson, the iconic rock star and founder of legendary Essex band Dr. Feelgood. I went to see it. It's amazing. It's definitely worth it. The lead actor is superb. He's absolutely brilliant. If you didn't know anything about the band or about Wilco, go and see it, because actually I learned quite a lot about how intelligent that man was. He was difficult and, you know, awkward at times and not very nice sometimes, but he was so passionate about what he was trying to do in his life. It's really worth it. Go and see that. It's on until the 24th of February. It's had some really brilliant reviews. Mm. Over in Chelmsford, there's lots of half-term events to book onto. So between Monday and Friday of next week, there's a whole book trail going on with loads of books being hidden in numbers of locations across the city. You can find out more at Chelmsford for You on their website. And then also just in Billericay, there is the Billericay Theatre Company production by special arrangement with Cameron McIntosh. It's a classic adaptation of the Dickens novel. Dickens again.
It's all about Dickens.
It's based on Oliver Twist, and it's on from Wednesday the 13th of March through till Sunday the 17th of March, and that's over at the Billericay Theatre. Let's have another little bit of music, and then we'll get back to our guests. So we're going to go back to, where are we going to go next? We are going to go to Radiohead.
Yeah. a sound to keep us warm. There's such a chill, such a chill.
Seeing Claire Danes as Juliet holding a gun to her head in Baz Luhrmann's adaptation of Shakespeare's most tragic love story, Radiohead instantly began working on their masterpiece that would appear during the end credits, with lyrics including "Pack and get dressed before your father hears us, before all hell breaks loose. Breathe, keep breathing, don't lose your nerve." This beautiful effort urges the doomed romantics to run away before all the bad stuff starts. Mm. There you go. Did I do well?
Well, now I know why it's such a depressing song.
Yes. Absolutely. But just such a seminal Radiohead song as well, isn't it? I mean, you can kind of instantly recognise them from that song. Anyway, let's get back to talking about you guys. And first of all, I do want to come back to you on the name of your production company. Just remind us.
149 Productions.
149 Productions. Tell me why. Get close and close to the microphone so we can hear you. Why?
The 149 is the dimensions of the monolith from 2001, A Space Odyssey, which I believe is the movie that Andrew, who is directing this year, and Graham, who is part of our group as well, bonded over that film when they were coming together to work on it.
There you go.
So that's where we got our name from.
149.
Yes.
There you go. Nothing to do with the bard. Does that mean that 149 have to look at other, maybe other adaptations and other types of genres to look
that
through?
That certainly isn't something that we're ruling out.
Yeah.
We are focusing on Shakespeare for the time being, mm-hmm. and for the next production as well. But we may look at other sort of classics.
Anything that's monolithic.
Anything monolithic is up for grabs, yeah.
Cool. So we were talking a little bit as well about how you all got into the production group, so how you kind of made it to, and so tell us a bit about each one of your individual stories of how did you get into this production and the group.
So I got into the local amateur theatre scene 10 years ago, almost to the day in fact. Mm-hmm. The first production I did was in 2014 and it was Twelfth Night. And ever since then, you know, I got into kind of a generic way, I guess. I got into theatre in school, and then I wanted to be an actor, and then I did a course at a drama school as well, and I've always kept my hand in the local theatre scene. And then I got approached to be a part of Hamlet, and finally feel like I found my group. You know, I've always been a bit of a drifter, a bit of a drama group nomad, if you like. I've gone between groups, but I really feel like I found a home with 149.
Yeah.
And I'm really pleased that we're sticking around and doing Shakespeare and making it really exciting for us as well. Like, we have such a good time in rehearsals.
We do.
We hope that translates to our audience.
Yes, we were saying earlier that as well as being sort of modern, it's very funny. We're bringing out all the humour like we did with Hamlet. So people who think Shakespeare's boring, think again, because it isn't. Mm. There's some very poignant parts, but there are and serious bits, but there is a lot of humour as well. So come along and have a laugh.
And how did you, the other two, how did you get involved in the group?
I only got involved into the local drama scene about 2 years ago, after COVID. I've had been doing quite a lot of screen acting for years, in and out of screen stuff, film, short films, etc. And I always wanted to do more stage. I was very scared of Shakespeare as a non-native. It was very daunting. And then I got into one of the group locally, and then I met, after one play, got into The Tempest, and then I met these lovely people who welcomed me with open arms as the French person there, just hanging out. She wants a role somewhere, so I'm still there. And I think what we've done last year with Hamlet was brilliant. And again, I'm still, you know, with the group this year, because it's really entertaining, funny, and accessible, even for me, you know, as French. French person, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Mm. Haven't you?
Yeah, so I've been in the sort of theatre scene locally for 20 years, or just over 20 years. Actually met my husband doing drama, doing Shakespeare. And yeah, so we've been married 20 years this year. Hello, Jake. Yeah. But before that, I actually did a lot of drama at school. I did a drama degree. And then I had a big gap and decided, why aren't I doing this anymore? I sort of started teaching in my early 20s, and I was just sort of busy with work, and then I just thought, I love doing that, why have I stopped? So I went to Fair Kites, actually. Mm-hmm. And they gave me the names of some local groups, and I went along and got the main part, which probably annoyed everybody who was already in the group.
Swindon, everyone else had been there 15 years waiting for that part.
Exactly, sorry.
That actually happened to me as well when I was 12 and I went in and I ended up playing viola.
Yeah, exactly. And it just goes to show as well that it is something that anyone can go along and do. You don't have to. I mean, I know I did a drama degree, but most people have other jobs that are complete. Like, my husband's a banker, and so his job is very, very different. But he loves it, and he still does it as well. And he's actually playing Pistol in this play. So
one of the things I wanted to ask, because I'm much more of the background person, but I love being on the radio. Yeah. I love having a microphone in front of me, but the idea of standing on stage terrifies me. And part of the reason that it terrifies me is that learning the lines is such a terrifying thing. And, like, you know, Natalie and I put a script together every week so that we've got something if we, you know, there's never going to be dead air because we've got a script to help us. And we kind of do that religiously, but obviously we do quite a lot of ad lib as well. But the fear of being on stage. So tell me, how do you learn your lines? Because there's all sorts of different tools and tips, isn't there, that people use to learn their lines? But how do you overcome that sense of, you know, the fear of the line's gone, I can't remember it?
Well, firstly, I would say that I find it more and more difficult the older I get to learn my lines. Maybe there's just too much going on.
I think there's just so much knowledge that you have to hold in your head.
Funnily enough, I forget. Once I've finished a play, I forget most of it. Yeah, really? Some people remember. I remember the odd line, but yeah, don't ask me to sort of do Portia because I can't remember it. But I recognise it when I see it or hear it. So I actually imagine the lines on the page in my head while I'm acting.
Okay,
so I can see them on the page. Yeah. I do record them and listen to them when I'm out dog walking and things, but and I get people to test me as well. Yeah. So I usually get my son to sort of test me. He's very strict. I picture them on the page.
So that. You've got quite a good, strong mind's eye then. So you're the kind of person that, you know, because that whole thing about visually being able to see. Does that happen to you when you're, like, driving somewhere? You can visually see where you're going to drive to, where you've got to get to?
No, I have got a terrible sense of direction. My husband's laughing right now because I've got an absolutely terrible sense of direction. No, just words.
Okay.
Just words, not anything else. Terrible spatial awareness, terrible sense
of direction. What about you, Sue? How do you learn your lines?
I tend to visualise as well, but I tell myself the lines. I tell the lines to the dog, my dog Mool, who's listening.
He's at home laughing right now.
I like to be active when I first learn them, and then every night before I fall asleep, again the lines, and it's that process of really, you know,
living it, breathing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, I mean, my dad always says, oh, you have a brain for lines, because I'm that kind of person. I'll be sat and someone will say something and I'll say, oh, that reminds me of that bit in Friends where he says da 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 da, and I'm like, so they kind of seep in quite easily for me at the moment, luckily. But my way of
just
actually, my way of actually learning the lines is actually quite boring. I just sort of sit down initially and cover the page with my hand and just move my hand down the page and try and think, like, I know what the next line is, and then eventually they go in. And also, once you start rehearsing as well, it kind of becomes a bit of muscle memory as well, so you know, like, oh, I was over here when I said this. And then eventually, like today, we were rehearsing and we'd just done like a big battle sequence, and then I had a monologue and it just kind of came out. Like, there just comes a point with me where it just sort of becomes
it's part of you.
Somewhere in the back of my head, and it's there when I need it.
Yeah,
mostly.
And with Shakespeare as well, because a lot of it is written in verse, it actually helps. It helps the rhythm. You know when you haven't got it right, because it doesn't scan properly.
Yeah.
So some people think it's worse with Shakespeare. You can't ad lib with Shakespeare because it's really noticeable. But I actually find it easier to learn a Shakespeare script.
It's interesting, isn't it? I remember one of my children had to learn everything by singing it.
Yes, you know, times kind of, tables.
Yes, singing the times tables. But yeah, learning all the words for something, or having to learn something that's written, we had to create a song around it to help it stick, because just different people. Natalie, how do you learn? I'm hopeless at learning words.
I have a very sad story of when we did our year six play, and I was very good at school, as in I just did what I was doing. People quite like that. And I was given the star role in our school play at the end of the year, The Evacuees. And then within 2 weeks, they took it away from me because I couldn't remember my lines.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. We need some violins in here. But they then gave me the role of singing narrator. So I obviously learn lines by singing, because I could remember those, but I couldn't remember any of the spoken word.
Oh. So that's lines. So let's go back to... Natalie's prepared a quiz for you.
It's a very basic quiz. And I'm now thinking then, from this conversation, of how you can just remember things innately, that it's not going to be difficult at all. But obviously Shakespeare is so ingrained into British culture that we still use a lot of the lines today that we use in a lot of plays. So I've just found... There's probably about 8 or 9 lines that I've found that I think are used in a popular way. And I just wanted to test whether or not you knew which plays they came from.
Oh, my good grief. They're all from Hamlet.
Okay.
You got some of them right.
Yes. Congratulations, guys. You can go home now. So the first is brevity is the soul of wit.
I feel like that might be Hamlet, is it? No.
Is it from Hamlet?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Phew. But yeah, I quite like that. Yeah. I mean, that's not a line that I use that often. But this one I probably do. All that glitters is not gold. Do you know which play that's from?
Is it Glitters or Glisters? Is it Glitters? Right. Is it from The Merchant of Venice?
Yes, it is. You're very...
You know your stuff. Yeah.
Because
head-to-head or is it a team?
No, it's a team. We're a team. We're a team.
Go team.
That's because that's the golden casket, Portia. Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously the meaning is that just because it's shiny doesn't mean it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so this... I like this. This is a bit of advice. Love all, trust a few, do wrong to none.
Ooh, I don't know that one. Cock.
could it be?
I think this is probably one of those phrases that isn't so traditional that you would say it in that order, but it is kind of responding.
I don't know that one. No. Let's have a guess, shall we? Love's Labour's Lost.
It's from All's Well That Ends Well.
Oh dear, I've been in that.
Oh, no, I played Rosalind. You forget the lines immediately.
I told you, didn't I?
Okay, this one I think might be the easiest one. To be or not to be, that is a question.
Oh, that's from Henry V. Hamlet.
Yeah, yes, we remember that.
Yes. Oh, this one's, I like this one. All the world's a stage.
Is that All's Well That Ends Well?
No, it's a funny one, yeah. As You Like It.
As You Like It, gosh, yeah.
We've got a couple left.
Oh, I've just realised I said the wrong character for the last one. I have been in both those plays, though, so it's fine.
Just can't remember who I was. Can remember the lines, but not who I played in them. Yeah. What's in a name? A rose by any name would smell as sweet. This is my favourite line from all of them, I think. A horse, my kingdom for a horse.
Oh, that's Richard III, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Richard III.
And the last one, which I put in for
my favourite.
I thought you would like this.
Yeah.
If music be the food of love, play on.
That is Twelfth Night.
Yes, it congratulations.
I'd also just
you all looked very fearful, but you
yeah,
got
yeah,
you
didn't do too badly. We do know.
I'd just like to give a shout out to our director, Andrew, who has been texting me his answers.
How did he do?
He has been getting them all.
Well done, Andrew.
Oh, well done, the director who can't be here for fear of waffling. Let's have a bit more music then. And we're picking up on the theme still with Mumford & Sons.
Designer, the lineman to cry of my heart to see the beauty
FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Phoenix FM.
Damn.
that was Sea Power with Something Wicked, which I just went with something wasn't really very specifically connected to the bard, only in the sense that Something Wicked This Way Comes from Macbeth. So it wasn't actually specifically about Macbeth. Mumford & Sons before that, though, was they took inspiration from Much Ado About Nothing in the powerful title track from their debut album, Sigh No More. The lyrics refer to the conversation between characters Benedict and Beatrice with the line, "Serve God, love me and mend, for man is a giddy thing," reworked from the play itself. The band are influenced on many of their tracks by the bard, with frontman Marcus Mumford in mentioning in an interview, "You can rip off Shakespeare all your life, all you like, no lawyer's going to call you up on that one." So there you go. So we're back with our guests, and we wanted to, so we've done the quiz, you did very well in that quiz. Thank you very much.
Top marks.
First of all, you just remind us how to find the tickets, when it's on, all the details that you need to share.
So the play is on from the 21st to the 23rd of March. There's 7:30 performances in the evening and a 2 p.m. matinee on the Saturday. Tickets are £16 and £12.50 for concessions, and that includes a digital programme. And it's at Brentwood Theatre. And the 21st of March, actually, our first performance is also the anniversary of when Henry became king in 1413.
Did you know that when you booked the theatre?
No, complete happy accident, but it's meant to be. So, yeah, 21st to the 23rd of March.
And you can get the tickets from Brentwood Theatre website.
And you can call up their box office, can't you?
Yeah, you can call their box office as well.
Yeah. And you can go and have a nice cup of coffee beforehand.
Oh, yeah, it's lovely.
Or even a glass of wine.
Oh, even if you are that wing. Yeah. Or cider. They also have cider.
We won't list all the drinks in the theatre.
It's a great little
There's a range of drinks available in their lovely cafe.
Yes.
We asked you at the beginning of the show, this is the thing that we ask everybody that comes on our programme, because a lot of what we're interested in is bringing audiences to cultural and creative events in the area, but also sharing the different career paths and opportunities that people can get involved in and take part in creative industries. So we're always really excited to hear how people got into the, you know, whatever creative avenue they're in, because there are so many different pathways and not every single one of them has a course that you have to follow from start to finish. So really lovely to hear some of your experiences of how you got into the group and into performing. But one of the things we also ask people is to think about what advice they would go back and give their younger selves, and obviously, you know, some of you are incredibly young still, so I'm not anymore, but I think it's been really exciting and interesting to hear some of the things that you learn on your journey, and those kind of moments that if you could go back and say to your 18-year-old self, you know, if I'd only known that then, what was that message? So you're walking down the Brentwood High Street and you bump into your 18-year-old self. What do you say to them?
Well, I'm not young anymore either. but so I appreciate all of the life experience I've had now. But I think at 18, I was not proud of where I came from. Mm. I said about going to university. It's funny, we've spoken about this, but that I told people I was from London, I was from Essex, but at the time in the 90s it was not the thing to be an Essex girl. It really wasn't the thing, so I shied away from it at the beginning of my university career, but by the end I realized I should be proud of where I came from. And I actually did a stand-up comedy routine all about being from Essex. So those 3 years obviously helped me to grow. And we were talking about you think everybody else is brilliant,
yeah,
and knows everything, and you've got this imposter syndrome. But actually I realised as I went through those 3 years that no, they didn't. And my ideas and my talent was just as good as everybody else's. So I think I would give myself that advice. Don't be ashamed of where you're from. Be proud of who you are and where you're from. So that's my
lovely
advice,
lovely bit of advice.
Yes,
gosh. I think I would say to my 18-year-old self, stop worrying so much,
do what makes you happy, mm-hmm. and stop worrying about what other people think of you, and stop overthinking. I'll probably give that advice to my current self as well. Stop overthinking, you know, everything's gonna be okay. As we were listening to exit music for a film earlier, and there was a line that said, breathe, keep breathing, don't lose your nerve. I thought, yeah, I'd probably say that as well. Just take each day as it comes and enjoy yourself more. Life is meant to be enjoyed, and you know, there's so much to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely. And I think certainly the older I've got, the more I've realized that, you know, it isn't the rehearsal, it is the show, isn't it? So the more you enjoy your time here, and the more things that you do to enjoy yourself,
just live your best life.
Living your best life. Lovely.
Hashtag live your best life.
Well, you know, I am the social media.
And any more?
Sure. So I think for me, it would be to say that it's not a straightforward path. It's squiggly. It goes in many directions, but you have to believe in yourself. And I mean, it sounds cheesy, but you know, I think that would be good for my 18-year-old self to think, you want something, you have to go for it. It doesn't matter if everyone around you tells you that, you know, drama or acting is a rubbish idea. You're not going to make any money. You're not going to survive in that world. Don't listen. Just do your own thing and be creative and, you know, explore that and go for it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
At some point, we are going to take all these together and make a really lovely compilation show all about the best bits of advice that all of our guests have given us over the last 2 years.
And we're going to sit in a room and just listen to it ourselves.
Oh, yes.
How do we move on from here?
Well, after all the despair of watching One Day at the Weekend, yeah. It's kind of... We're still traumatized by that.
I'm ready for that yet.
Yeah, watch it with somebody, hold
Make
hands
sure
with somebody.
There's ice cream available.
Exactly. We've got a bit more music coming up as well, so let me just I've forgotten to play Ophelia. I wanted to play that one, so let me just bring that one across now and we can listen to that one first before we go into Rush. So let's listen to the Lumieres.
Yeah. Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
No man's a jester playing Shakespeare round your throne room floor, while the juggler's actors danced upon the crown that you once wore. So afraid your courtiers cannot bear called as fans. See those hide your troubles, wear those hats to cry. One by one, Christ has sang, and the king must die. Take my word and go, but tell the hustler that his name was the very first they chose. And if my hands are stained forever and the altar should refuse, would you let me in? Would you let me in? Would you let me in? Did I cry? Sanctuary. Seasons had your troubles, widows had to cry. While Mason Resin Christ the same, and the king must die. Yeah, the king must die. No man's a jester playing Shakespeare round your throne room. juggler's act is danced upon. The crown that you once wore. The king is dead. The king is dead. The king is dead. The king is dead.
That was Elton John with The King Must Die. And before that, we had rock band Rush, who lean in on the play As You Like It, not once but twice in their back catalogue of music. A live double album entitled All the World's a Stage was followed by, 5 years later, the song Limelight, which is what we played, centred on the lyrics All the World's a Stage, indeed a stage, and we are merely the players. A reworking of that famous speech uttered by Jacques in As You Like It. The track featured the themes of the difficulties of balancing our private and public lives and the challenges of success. And then we just heard Elton John with The King Must Die, which opened with No Man's a Jester playing Shakespeare round your throne room floor, while the juggler's act is danced upon the crown that you once wore. Elton John goes as far as name-dropping the bard in this gloomy, downcast effort, which is a bit gloomy, and not one that I'd...
despair.
Let's move away from despair. Not one that I knew of from Elton John, but he nods to all sorts of characters in that song, including Macbeth, Julius Caesar, and King Lear. And it's a kind of pensive look at how the mighty can fall from their pedestals and the consequences that follow. There you go, that's been our playlist of The Bard for this week. Thank you so much to our guests. Have you got any shout outs that you want to do before we go?
Yeah, I'll shout out to, I've already shouted out my husband, my daughter Millie, and my son Milo, who is also in the play.
Oh, nice. Ooh,
yes, so hello
family production.
Yeah, shout outs from you too.
Yeah, shout out to all family and friends that are listening at home. I know my mum and dad are listening, and my aunt is listening all the way from Lancashire. So, hello.
Oh, nice.
Shout out to all of France. We're listening out there. I'm here. I'm still here.
The whole of France have been listening to this afternoon.
Yes, of course.
Natalie, anything else from
you? Yes, I've got some exciting news.
Yes.
I've seen on my WhatsApp chat.
Ooh.
The Art Trail is officially looking for submissions.
Hurrah! So the Brentwood Art Trail is back.
Brentwood Art Trail will be running from the 1st until the end of June.
Lovely.
And everyone is super excited as usual.
Great. That's all we've got time for. Thank you so much for our guests for joining us this week. You've been amazing. Thank
Thanks
you very much.
Us. Look forward to seeing you all at the theatre. Yes.
And we're going to leave you with Nigel, our in-house soul and funk DJ, who can guarantee to get you moving on a Sunday night. But first, we're going to leave you with a couple of tracks, which are from the Netflix series One Day.
You're going to be crying on the way out.
So I really like this. It's Van Boer with Last Look, and then followed by Nico with These Days. Enjoy. We'll see you next week. I've been Claire.
And I've been Natalie, and this has been the Arts Programme on Phoenix FM.
Hold me and more.
hour across Brentwood and Billericay.